Webb rewrites Neptune's history as dark matter gets stranger and SpaceX eyes Louisiana. The James Webb Space Telescope has upended the assumed origin of Neptune's irregular moons. Webb's observations indicate these smaller, oddly orbiting bodies are not primordial companions that formed alongside the planet. They are debris from an ancient catastrophic collision that shattered earlier bodies and left fragments in the tilted, retrograde orbits observed today. The finding reshapes models of the outer solar system's early history and carries implications for understanding how other planetary systems form. Two independent dark matter papers published this week propose that dark matter particles interact through a hidden self-force operating separately from the four known forces. The counterintuitive result is that this force slows rather than accelerates cosmic growth. The extra attraction helps dark matter cluster at small scales, but makes it effectively lighter as the universe expands, weakening its gravitational influence at large scales and suppressing the growth of cosmic structure. One paper goes further, suggesting dark matter may decay into gravitons, detectable gravitational particles, which would make it observable in ways current dark matter models do not predict, and would mean that gravitational wave observatories like LIGO and Virgo might already be capturing signals from dark matter decay alongside black hole merger events. On Earth, SpaceX is closing in on a deal for a 130,000-acre spaceport at Pecan Island, Louisiana, described by a state lawmaker as the largest economic development project in Louisiana history. 130,000 acres is roughly 200 square miles. That scale suggests not a launch pad, but a launch campus, likely designed to support large-scale Starship operations at commercial cadence. The geographic logic is sound. Gulf Coast access, favorable weather windows, and proximity to existing aerospace supply chains in Texas. The Artemis II crew drew a sellout crowd at Red Rocks, a 20,000-seat venue, for a public appearance, a cultural signal the space program has not generated in decades. The crew is slated for the first crewed lunar mission since Apollo 17 in 1972. Whatever the Artemis program's budget and schedule record, the public enthusiasm is measurable and real.